Oh, and they call them names that I can't even see.
You ever heard of anything called a rhododendron?
No.
That's a mouthful. Oh, yeah. Say if a man had to take some corn to the mill, just the amount that he could take at one time in his wagon, how much would that be?
Well, they usually, if they went to have it ground to make bread, they'd usually carry half a bushel or a bushel in a sack, have it shelled, have it made into meal for bread. Or if he wanted to carry some now, like to carry it to have it crushed, well, just whatever he wanted to carry. He'd carry so many pounds, 500 pounds, 600, 700, 1,000 pounds, or so many bushels, whatever he wanted to call it.
Have you ever heard people around here use the expression, I'm going to take a turn of corn to the mill?
Yeah, turn. Well, and then when they're taking turn, well, that was what he could carry. He usually carried on. A turn of corn wasn't much. A fella's pretty weak. He'd have it ground, have it in a sack, you know, divided in that sack.
Yeah.
We used to run a grist mill down here at Needham, and people, every Saturday there, we'd grind for everybody in the country. Bring their corn there. Some would come on a mule, some towed it, some on a wagon. Some with it on his back.
Right, yeah. Back years ago, what did people, you know, before they had electricity, what did they use for light?
Well, they'd have a kerosene lamp. Mm-hmm. Ah, there's an old kerosene lamp right there. It got the chimney on it. Chimney stirring up, you know.
Yes, sir.
When me and my first wife married, we didn't even have a lamp. We taking them little splinters off a fat pine and lay one up on there on the little shelf, you know.
Yes, sir.
I eat morning and at night by that, because I wasn't at home in daytime.
You ever heard people around here use any other word for kerosene?
Coal oil. Mm-hmm.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Did people ever take a bottle and put some kerosene in it and use something for a wick and use that for a temporary lamp?
Yeah, I know them to do that.
Did they call that anything?
No, I don't know what they call that. I've seen them do it a little bit, but I don't know. I don't know what they call that, where they used a bottle.
Would it be a torch or flambeau or something like that?
Well, it's when you had splinters, you had this torch up, you know, and great long splinters up that way, and call that a torch. Mm-hmm. People go a coon hunting and carry a torch, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, now they got to where they can have a light, have a headlight.
Yeah, I've seen those on some of these Jeeps around. They got these two headlights on top, you know.
Yeah,
I thought that was against the law.
Well, I don't know.
They call it jack lighting or something like that?
I don't know what they call that now. I noticed some of them here lately. Spotlights, I reckon.
But nowadays, when you have, you know, these electric lamps you have, if one of the lights burns out, you just have to replace
get a bulb. Just get another bulb. That's a 200 watt bulb there. And it shines as a road out yonder if it's pretty dark.
Yeah. Yeah. You were telling me about this 196 pound barrel that Flower came in the
yeah.
other day. Did that kind of barrel have these things that went around it?
Hoops, yeah. And it was big bellied, the barrel was, smaller at each end it was.
Yeah, I see.
Well, that's what Flower used to all be shipped in. Now,